driving on the one. Falling out of control. Okay. First things first, we've got to get to a gas station. I have to get a drink for me. Not you drinks. Get your own drinks. Oh, that car's coming. I swear, this turn onto this road is going to be the death of me someday. Because fucking cars parked way too close to the edge of the intersection, blocking the view, so you can't really see if anyone's coming from the left without getting out there. Alright. Roads, getting it done, doing our thing, making it happen.
Whatever, dude.
light. It did not last long enough for me to get through it. Gas station. Everybody play it cool. I got two drinks. One for the plug and one for the load. What I'm saying. So out of breath. Oh boy. Lose my goddamn mind.
If I have to, I gotta stay with the family. Not even talking to Nikki. Communication is breaking. I dropped the ball on some personal shit. I need to embrace it. I'm honest, I make mistakes. I'll be the second to admit it. Then guess why I need it in my life to check me when I'm tripping. On a mission trying to shift the culture. Tell me who dissing. I got some things that I hit the culprit. Some strep throat flows, some shit to stop all of the talking. All of the talking. Got one reply for all of your comments. Fuck what you think, I'm too busy. That's why you leave a message. Born a perfectionist, guess that makes me a bit obsessive. That shit I heard from you lately really relieves some pressure. Like, hey B, I got your CD, you get an E for effort. I piece letters together and get to talking reckless. I'll change like credentials, you know you see the necklace. My life's a completed checklist. I'm tired of hearing about who you checking for now. Just give it time, we'll see you still around a decade from now. That's real.
Guy on this motorcycle ahead of me that is like opening it up and really going for it makes me want to drive fast too. When I hear revving engines, it makes me want to just go. I was like, yeah, no, fuck it, let's drive fast. Fuck everybody. Let's do 110 all the way to work.
So I just set the bar, niggas fall under it like a limo. The family, all that matters, I'm just out here with my kinfolk. Off everything my pen wrote, we went from Bundy to Winslow. This for shorty up on Glen Grove, who love when I catch my tempo. I sip the pour and listen to Capadonna. The Fresh Prince is at dinner with Tatiana, no lie. All these 90s fantasies on my mind. The differences that were mine, they all come true in due time. I might come through without security to check if you're fine. That's just me on my solo, like fucking like YOLO. Wanted to tell you, accept yourself. You don't have to prove shit to no one except yourself. And if you end up needing some extra help, then I can help. You know, back on your feet and shit. Trying to get my karma, I'm fucking guilty and greedy shit. How much time is this nigga spending on the intro? How this nigga working like he got a fucking twin, though? Life is sounding crazy, 40 on Martin Scorsese. And I wouldn't change a thing if you pay me, man. Real nigga, what's up?
Car is riding on a rim over here. Yep. I'm passing a car that just had its back tire fucking shred. I don't know if that dude knows what just happened, because he is still fucking just rolling. He did not flip on hazards. He just put on his windshield wipers real nonchalant. But that dude's back tire is gone. Like, I saw the fucking tread from a tire rolling up against the barrier on the side of the road here, and I was like, what the fuck, that guy just kicking up from a truck or something? And I look like, no, that dude is on a rim. Or he's on his sidewall, I guess. It's not, it's still rubber, so there's no sparks. Anyway, I don't... That's some shit back there. I used to ride the streets through the water, food in the big town scale. Keep them level and smack you with a shovel and break your lifestyle. Herb on the mic since my name is a child. Got a license to heal the flash of old things. The only piece of hollows with the beastly boys. Bringing on it like me, evil. Hey, yo, this beef man put me knock me. Strip to the rhyme. And every line made me scratch that like stripes with shell toes. That's back there, I guess. So I don't, that's back there stuff.
My speech is like holding two blocks of peace. The outreach that rock police, the super avenger, never tell them. exciting. The bitches wanna rewrite the Emmy, wanna get hype up any printer. And I came to get it, hit it. Like Operation Push, operate the tush black, I can trust the soul. And then a territory patrol, I'm planning my goal. And lo and behold, it's the rubber dock, ready to rock, rock. And don't stop, hot, a lock, like the lumberjack chop chop. The words meant for writing block letters and curse for circus, circus, surface. And watch how the brother get over, the fly casting over with the frankincense odor. Brains and software glitches splatter your brains. Leave scattered remains of matter and stains that it explains how you was bad and slain. I get rude and go to your show and use your role. Fans to vote and throw you off till you lose your flow. A pro mean that Joe Green when a flow theme. Put your whole team of all the cold green. It's your laughter when the flow faster. Your whole half to go after her weed from the breeze when the blow past you. I'm dapper plus ghetto and just pedal. When the dust settle, we left in the rubble and the crushed metal. Nurses with hearses, sit like a verse with lit hearses. Spit fire, make it burst a bit. Try me like a Osama, Odama. I'ma cause trauma and homicides when it a lot of kamikaze. Came, baby, walk hard to beat checks. On streets of Brooklyn, I'm a crew of D-Steps. On streets of LA, I'm a whole E-set. On tracks with Jurassic, I be the G-Rex. Still that Gucci dressing, still that coochie pressing. My pimp game smooth, you guess I'm out of use discretion. Cocktails do be stressing, fuck explaining it, who's he testing? Physical form or physical forms, leave your ass shaking like a mystical song. Please tell what type of shit you want. Cause man, a compressor nigga means one lesser nigga. All I want is my niggas over cool to slimy. All I want is my liver all polluted with Remy. Do it with any, bring it, I face off. Turn you out your leg like Jordan was with baseball.
Yeah, yeah. Your majesty, word blast, photography, third class, economy, blaze, slash, your artery, nerve gas, anatomy, blur patch, dramatically, earth hash, my words, flash, packed agility, never predictability. Maneuvers of mind, fully designed, cause I'm true to the rhyme, we do the supply. Cracking your backbone, attacking you whack clones, the night you're right in exact capital rap zone, the comeback from the sword, right? We fight like Stokes, we call Michael. No, we just like you. We broke an ignorant, tell it what we like to. Ain't no joke, provoke the right to. We first to see mercy with the king. Asiatic and Percy P. Ain't heard the worst of me. I'm taking just 3 days, spit venom and burn your body like a STD. Yeah.
2020 on the next bar, stepping the me wrong. I'm messing around and making you achieve my theme song. This might seem wrong, but this is a me song. Crushed like King Kong, and just like ping pong. Back and forth, I spit mile and toss. It's time to force. My vocal affirmation is to always go off. When syllables slide, you'll be enjoying the vibe. When considering pride, it's J5. When another daddy, ready, camera action, yo, we heavy, aim steady. Slash machete, Maserati, engine ready, good and plenty. Don't be petty, count the fatty, and we get it. Off to another city, where we do our nitty gritty. We wild and Serengeti, Terradon is even steady. Get ready for the ride, verbally hang glide. Right and stay tied, missions inside. Murderer worldwide,
the stage of show 9.
Kingpin, Tim Dog, have you seen him? Kwame, King T, or King Son, Super Lover C, Casanova Rudd, Antoinette, Rob Bass, never showing up. You see Black Sheep, Group Home, Busy B, Axe Killer now, Scratch, where my home is. Leave it to y'all, these niggas left for dead. Last week, my man Swoy saw Special Ed. Rappers like a ghost town, real mystic, like these folks never existed. They the reason that rap became addictive. Play the CD of Wax and get lifted. I recommend when your kid turn 10, let him hear Spice One, made plenty noise. Positive K, Father MC, the Skinny Boys, where are they now? Where are they now? See, I remember them forever. The original Spinderella. Lock Kim Shabazz, 9MM, Fushnikins, Buckshot, Finesse and Sequence. Who was the rapping Duke? Da-ha, Silk Time Leather was cute. Body and Soul was D for Pump It Up's group. Oaktown 357, JJ Fad 2. Had pop hits and gold ropes. With my man Young MC and Tone Lope. Chris Cross the Boss, Divine Styler. Death, Death, of course, let's break it down to Mike Geronimo, Far Side of Coolio. I heard Craig Mack back in the studio. Have you seen these lost MCs? Funky 4 plus 1, Force MDs. Miss Melody, I hope she packing the bankroll. As well as educated rapper Ice and Kango. Shantae, she from around my way, yo. EPMD, K-Solo, where are they now? Where are they now?
this ain't no diss record. This for some of my homies that were misrepresented. Legends of the game. You know, what up to Mo D, the legend? Rest in peace, cowboy. Yeah. All the rappers. Male, female, DJs, everybody. Rest in peace, J Master J, the whole crew. Word up. Juice Crew All Star. MC Shan, Tragedy, Craig G. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Shan, what up, baby? Where are they now?
You make me wanna pull my hair out. You make me.
Diamonds are forever. They won't leave in the night. I don't fear that they might serve me.
Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky. Seen through East St. Laurent glasses, and I realized that I've arrived, cause it take more than a magazine to kill my vibe. Does he write his own rhymes? Sort of, I thank him. That mean I forget better shit than you ever thought of. Damn, is he really that caught up? I ask, if you talking about classes, do my name get broader? I remember I couldn't afford a Ford Escort or even a four-track Porter. So it's only right that I let the top drop on a drop-top Porsche. For yourself, that's important. If you strip her name Porsche and you get tips from any man, then your fat friend, her nickname is Minivan. Excuse me, that's just a Henny, man. I smoke, I drink, I'm supposed to stop, I can't because... Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. And nobody cured me. Only player that got robbed and kept all his jewelry. Alicia Keys tried to talk some sense in him. 30 minutes later, seen there's no convincing him. What more could you ask for? The international asshole. Who complain about when he is old and throw a tantrum like he is 3 years old? You gotta love it though. Somebody still speak from his soul. And wasn't changed by the change or the game or the fame. When he came in the game, he made his own lane. Now all I need is y'all to pronounce my name is Kanye, but some of my plastics still say Kane. Got family in the D, Ken. Folk from Motown. Back in the shy, them folks ain't from Motown. Life moving too fast, I need to slow down. Girl, ain't give me no ass, you need to go down. My father Ben said I need Jesus, so he took me to church and let the water wash over my Caesar. The preacher said we need leaders. Right then, my body got steel like a paraplegic. You know who you call, you got a message to leave it. The rock stand taller, you would never believe it. Take your diamonds and throw them up like you believe it. Yeah, the beat cold, but the flow is anemic. Debris settles and the dust gets swept off. Big K pick up where Young Hov left off. Right when magazines wrote Kanye West off. I dropped my new shit, it sound like the best of. A&R's looking like we messed up. Grammy night, damn right, we got dressed up. Bottle after bottle till we got messed up. In the studio, but really though, yeah, he next up. People asking me is I'm gonna give my chain back. That'll be the same day I give the game back. You know the next question, dog, yo, where Dame at? Let's track the Indian dance to bring our rain back. You and Jay, man, are y'all okay, man? They pray for the death of our dynasty like amen. Right here stands amen with the power to make a diamond with his bare hands. Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme.
Oh, That's all praise. I need no focus. Only if you want it, yes I really want it, only if you
I set the microphone on fire. Rap style's Barry and carry like Mariah. I'm pumped from but there's no drama dropping. There's no surviving.
Rough like Timberland wind. Yeah, me and the clan and yo, the Land Cruisers out there. Beast to all the crooks, all the niggas with bad looks. Forehead, brain, brooks. Oh, be back home, text, nigga, playing back. Black act, drug dealing styles with fat stacks. Only been a good nigga for a minute though, cause I got to get my props. And when it yo, I got beef with commercial ass niggas with gold teeth.
Killer bees with a pack. My people's on you, where you at? Open that, and you pack on the block with the gap.
Here I go, keep tight flow. Jack, you stoke, you never get this low. Ah, carry bomb and shit, boom. That's warming up a little bit.
Rapping is what's happening. Keep the boxes battling, hands tightening. At the party when I move my body. Gotta get up and leave some money. Rattle like a bone with red to the bone. Dan, dan, dan. Get all the Wu Tang gone. I'm gonna catch your bluff, tough, rough, kicking rhymes like Jim Kelly or Alexander McMillan. Be the belly rise, coming raw style, all raw. Niggas be coming to the hip hop store, coming to buy a grocery from me. Gonna be a hip hop MC, the law, and you're the end of the Wu Tang. You must bring the old dirty bastard type slang. Represent the Jizza, Abbott, Rusa, Chaclaw, and Smith, Deck, dirty old.
Summer lesson. I need to. I think I need to buy some PSN credit before I can buy Summer Lesson.
Now you may be asking yourself at this point. The answer is simple.
Backspin.
Hey, did you like that last song? Was it dope or was it whack? You control the music.
I don't know. I can't tell if it was dope or if it was whack. That is a great question. On the Sirius XM.com. Oh, going between two buses. Get on. Be about it or be without it. Gotta be about going through these two buses or be without going through these two buses.
With the chromium beads, why you leave your honey all alone with me? Just because you blessed with cash doesn't mean your honey won't let me finesse this. You see, the moral of the story is a woman need love, the kind your so-called players never dreamed of. You got to try love, can't buy love. If you play your hand, then it's bye-bye love.
Out of my system, Galantis remix from Younger.
Love you.
go get a job and start to say, stay at my mom's house, look out the window at the rain, or I could ignore it, but I just be fucking with your brain, only got one shot, yeah, I got dreams in my suitcase, so I'm out of my
to the jukebox of
D7.
Yeah.
Mexico, it is a completely solar pack. So I mean, you have to leave it
open. Is it what?
You run off solar panels.
Yeah.
Completely.
Completely.
So you are self-sufficient.
Yes.
And
I'm going to do it to my house in Minnesota, too.
Are you stacked with guns and grenades and like shit like that?
In Mexico?
Yeah.
That's illegal. But, you can't own a gun in Mexico.
Right, so you're lying. So you have hidden shit?
No.
Right. Do you have water?
Yes.
Lots of water?
My neighbor has it, and I get it from him.
So you guys are
see,
ready to
water, water in Mexico, they can't charge you for it. If your neighbor has a well, you're entitled to go get all the water you want from that well because it's an essence of life. Now, I don't want to go down there and do that. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So what they do, I pay his son to deliver me the water. The water's free, but the delivery costs.
Minnesota, do you have a house that is solar powered?
It will be.
It will be?
It
and
will
are
be
you
completely.
Armed there?
What's that?
Are you armed there?
Yes.
With a, do you have like a bazooka or anything?
No, that's illegal.
Right, so you're just saying you wouldn't tell me if you did want to have one anymore.
Well, I would just say this. I have a gun safe,
yeah.
And never in my entire life have I came home and found me a thing I want them to do.
What? Guns don't kill people.
People kill people.
He makes them sound very glorious.
Governor Jesse Ventura, your new book, Marijuana Manifesto, is out now, and you're going to be signing books here
what?
In the L.A. area tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble on the Santa Monica Promenade.
Yep. Man. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
I should have fucking stayed in L.A. Taking a pretty harsh stand on the dinosaurs. Like Taint Stick, one might think that this would be fake, but I don't know. I don't know what to make of any of this. Satirical American hard rock band. Okay. Alright. Well, if they're on Suburban Noise, then you know they're good.
anytime, 24 hours a day, on the Jason Ellis Channel.
I've dated sisters before. One I dated for like 3 years.
Wow.
So you were fucking the shit out of me.
Yeah. And did you make her taste the other one?
God, Jesus.
Some DNA.
I'm not...
You probably wouldn't taste it because you know, like, the smell of a family. Like, you don't
even,
you can't smell
it. You made your sister make out with her sister.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you can't smell your own house, but everybody else can smell your house. It's probably like that with sister's vaginas.
The Jason Ellis Channel. Listen on your computer or when you stream on your phone through the Sirius XM app.
He said that there were, you know, animals, big balloons, animals flying around like the Macy's Day Parade. And one of them, of course, is a pig. That's the one that Roger chose to float the audience last Sunday at Desert Trip while he played pigs. And, of course, on the side of the pig was a picture of Donald Trump and some not so nice comments from Roger. But he's never been one to bow down to anyone or any country, for that matter, when it comes to his personal political opinion. So we'll see what happens this weekend at Desert Trip. Here he is.
Golf stress, aluminum stress, and ozone. It's very unusual to find a line that has so many different tolerances to all these different abiotic stresses. And so it's a feature of what we're doing now and will likely be a feature of what we're doing to bring tolerance genes of various types into new cultivars that are being developed.
20 years ago, we didn't know very much about drought tolerance or how to protect the plants against drought tolerance. Now we've developed wonderful tools, physiological tools, molecular tools, and we have the breeding to go along with that in the field to stay a step ahead of the, or several steps ahead of Mother Nature. And so research is always in that realm. It's going to be an ongoing game. But by adding the USB backing to make us do our job faster and better, we can stay ahead of Mother Nature.
In 2015, the United States exported more than 46 million metric tons of soybean products. For more information on soybean genetics, visit unitedsoybean.org. Meteorologist Tim Ross has another check of the weather forecast coming up at 40 past the hour.
This season on Man vs. Weed, corn growers are facing resistance, and it's time for Caprino Post-Emergence Corn
Weed wins again.
Turn up the heat.
You can't fight this.
Man lost
alone
to weed years ago.
Because now there's Caprino.
What can Caprino do?
The longest residual of any post. Caprino does it all.
Broadleaf weeds, grasses, resistant weeds. They're going down. Caprino for an end of season clean. Not registered in all states. Always read and follow label instructions.
The years come and go.
Fucking like, kids unironically, just fucking doing a commercial for your fucking weed killing stuff and calling it Man versus Weed.
Don't let go of those great times.
Can you imagine?
Can last forever at canvasworld.com. Canvasworld.com will turn your favorite photo into a museum quality custom canvas at the size of your choice. They use a state of the art, environmentally friendly process to produce canvas prints that are higher quality than ever available before. Their prices are great and their work is guaranteed for life. CanvasWorld.com makes it so easy. Just up.
None of them worked. The seizures continued for 2 years.
All right.
Then
he's on this show too.
Colorado.
He's everywhere.
Got the medical quote marijuana, 3 drops under the tongue, 3 times a day. The seizures have ended. The person today is completely weaned off all pharmaceuticals. Now can get it in pill form, but the problem is what costs $30 in Colorado costs $600 in Minnesota.
Wow.
That's what's wrong here.
Of course, it's just backwards.
Yep, and the point is, it's the marijuana that cured the seizures and nothing else. Then read the intro to my book by Steve Cubby. Steve Cubby was given a 5-year death sentence with inoperable adrenal cancer. That was 35 years ago. They've attributed marijuana has kept him alive. And he was busted by the DEA for doing something California deemed legal. growing it in his house to stay alive. And they came in with SWAT teams and took him to prison, where the cancer came back. He lost 22 pounds, and finally cooler heads prevailed. He was released and is back on marijuana and alive today, living in Canada, because he can get it up there without any problems.
So Marijuana Manifesto, Jesse Ventura, I think it's his ninth book, I was counting before. It's in favor of legalization. People are trying to stop this because it's bad for the pharmaceutical industry. But this book is calling to end the war on drugs. You're saying by making it legal, then we're going to also stop a lot of illegal action.
You're saying by saying there's a war on drugs, you're just saying that means criminals run it instead of...
Not only that, though, it means the prices skyrocket, because anything that's contraband...
Mango, orange, passion fruit. Sure.
They need to legalize the mango, orange, passion fruit.
Oh, this guy's recorded a Dragon Quest Builders quick look. Cool. Man, I want to play that game. I was originally going to take that for the quick look, but I just had too much other stuff going on. I might have to buy that game. big article in the Atlantic about Wolbachia. How it apparently has Black Widow Venom genes inside of it. What?
Say, here's your.
How would you have handled Donald Trump? Because he's a bit of a loudmouth. Could you have hung with Donald Trump?
You would have been intimidated.
Trump don't want me up there because Trump hosted WrestleMania 5 and 6,
yep.
And
yep.
He knows damn well
yep.
He or nobody
uh-huh.
else can out-debate a pro wrestler.
Yep.
How did you guys vibe?
Huh?
Do you remember what was the relationship like?
I get along great with him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, as an individual.
Right, as a guy.
But you just don't think, as a president.
I just don't agree with putting a wall up at Mexico.
Yeah.
My policy, I follow the teachings of Major General Smedley Butler.
Of course.
Smedley Butler wrote a book called War is a Racket. Everyone should read it.
You introduced us to the great General Smedley Butler.
Smedley Butler is a 2-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner who says that our troops should not be able to go over 500 miles from our shore. Then they're protecting America.
So what he was saying then still applies today?
Absolutely.
All right. Smedley Butler.
Wait, we have nuclear. What do we need? 170? You know, I saw an interesting interview. Let me state this.
Yeah.
With Vladimir Putin and the BBC, and they were getting on Putin for Russian aggression. And Putin said, let's apply common sense here. He said, Russia, we have 2 military bases outside of Russia and the whole world. The United States has 173. Who's the aggressor?
Ooh, it's true.
Who's the aggressor?
Well, hold on. I want to bring up this one because I saw Jesse do a video, and I thought it was really well done. This weekend in the NFL, Colin Kaepernick is starting for the 49ers versus
right.
the Bills. He's back in the starting position, and people were very quick to shit on Kaepernick when he did not stand. But then people started to understand what he was doing, but then other people will never see his point and say that he's a piece of shit. I've seen people say that he's disrespectful, get out of here, all this stuff. Jesse, what are your thoughts on Kaepernick?
What Kaepernick is doing has no bearing, first of all, on anyone in the military. Because you notice that second time he had the full-fledged green beret next to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's because us who have served, we understand. We served so that Colin Kaepernick has the freedom to do what he's doing. If we you can't mandate patriotism. The last people that mandated patriotism were called Nazis. Patriotism has to be earned by a government. And if Colin Kaepernick says our government hasn't earned his patriotism, mm-hmm. then he has the right to demonstrate until they do earn it.
So, is it disrespectful, though, to the soldiers that have fallen?
No.
So then why is the country so divided?
Because you're brainwashed with propaganda. Believe it. The soldiers will tell you that's what we fight for, is the freedom to do it. We don't want the government saying, no. And it was like when I was governor, you know what the Dems and Repubs tried to pull on me? They passed a law, I vetoed it, requiring all public grade school students to say the Pledge of Allegiance in school, required. I vetoed it immediately.
Well, what was the thought process there?
Simple. You don't mandate patriotism.
You do it because you want to do it.
Okay. Patriotism is earned. You don't. That's what the brown shirts did.
You're right about that. Because I'm thinking about, why do I feel that every kid should do that? You were taught to do that as a child.
Here's a question I got for us right now.
Okay.
What the hell do they need to play the anthem for at a sporting event?
That's a good question.
Okay, exactly. This story was killed in a day, and this is 10 times worse than Kaepernick. The fact that your money, the Department of Defense, was paying the billionaire owners of the NFL to do these things for veterans. They were paid to do it.
To enhance recruitment.
Patriotism. Now, how come the media...
Millions of dollars.
That's a true story, right? It was killed in a day. John McCain found it in the defense bill.
You're right. You don't hear a lot about it.
And it was killed in a day.
Because we didn't used to do that.
Where now when I watch the NFL and they do one of these things for veterans, the first thing I do is sit in my chair and go, oh, really? How much you getting paid to do this?
Well, I'll tell you what. My thoughts on that, Jesse, would be I always feel like it's a nice thing to pay tribute to a veteran, but I didn't know that they were being paid for it.
If it was out of the goodness of their hearts.
If these teams build stadiums,
and then we have to pay them to honor the very veterans who give them the freedom to have their damn stadium.
If there was a couple Navy SEALs or a couple any military members that were being honored, I'd say God bless them. They served the country, and I'd cheer for them at the game. But were you aware that the teams were getting paid millions?
I'm a team mentor, bro.
It was killed in a day. It got out one day. And they killed it. That is way worse than the Kaepernick thing.
Jesse, who shares the same mindset as you? Is there someone else out there that you feel like you can put your support behind? If you're saying you're 65, your mind's not in enough to want to do the whole thing. Is there someone else? You mentioned Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, but neither one of them, I don't think you seem like too much behind. Is it anyone?
I'm voting for them.
Who are you voting? You voting for Gary Johnson? Yeah. What about William Wells as VP? He seems like a reasonable guy.
He was the governor of Massachusetts. You got two governors together right there. Both have governed. I don't agree with Gary completely on everything he stands for because I'm a firm believer in climate change.
Yeah.
He's not.
Right.
He made a couple flubs, not knowing things, right?
Jeez, if anyone had any idea, when you campaign, you're going 12-7, and the media just waits for you to screw up on something so they can exploit it into ratings points. Half of America didn't even know where that city was, and not only that, Gary Johnson's going to pull us out. So why does he need to know about the city if we ain't going to be there?
Should you be held accountable for things you said years and years ago during the debate? No.
What about the whole locker room talk with Trump? Do you think he was crossed the line? But what do you feel?
Do you know what they never brought out on me?
Tell us.
They never learned it. I was sergeant in arms of the black and white, the Mongols.
Oh, we knew that. You told us.
Motorcycle Club.
Yeah. So, you told us that.
You do a lot of things in your youth, and I'm proud. Yeah. I don't run from it.
You are a boa. They didn't put this. You had a pretty crazy life from military to that to governor to now what you're doing now. It's amazing, Jesse.
The point is, I don't want to get to my deathbed and say woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Exactly.
You know, and I do everything. I try. I'm a real person.
So woulda, coulda, shoulda.
I remember when I ran for governor of Minnesota. And they actually had a minor debate with the two candidates and me in front of all the bikers.
That's great.
Who do you think won that debate?
Jesse.
We got to go.
Yeah, Marijuana Manifesto picking up. Jesse, I wish we had more time with you. Always a pleasure to see you,
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jesse Ventura. More. Meet on Rich tomorrow. We'll see you then. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
All right. Later, guys. Thanks, Jesse.
I don't know who the fuck those guys are. but I'll listen to Jesse Ventura be fucking out of his mind crazy.
McDonald's Gilroy garlic fries are finally here. The bold flavor, the amazing aroma. Try them today at participating McDonald's for a limited time and taste the phenomenon.
Taste the phenomenon. Go on.
And gauze bandage and blind him. Blowing a head gasket at Bed Bath & Beyond. Put the basket back, all the basalt packets are goner. No, you're really tired of me sampling Billy Squire. The classic rock acid rap is the genre. Got Slash on guitar, Splash a Bizarre Thrasher and Aerosmith. Now I'm a spectacular archer. Beat Count Dracula, Chocula, Godzilla, Half Dragon and Bob Dylan. Bandwagoners, I'm kicking the damn stragglers off.
Shade 45 presents Lord Seer with the latest of what you need to know. It's the Hood Entertainment News.
What's going on in the news, fool?
You know, Chance the Rapper is making the news today. He's been quietly trying to land himself a Grammy nomination. So
Grammy
nomination. So now
he's
instead
even
of
got no album out.
So now instead of being quiet about it, he's releasing an ad which simply says, "Hey, why not me?" So basically, the Recording Academy announced in June that stream-only projects will be in consideration for Grammy Awards, effective immediately. So the press made no mention of Chance's mixtape or his success, so now he's taking it into his own hands to try and get some recognition.
Well, I mean, like, shit, he should have been. He was on the Action Bronson Joyner or somewhere else. He's all right. I mean, like, most incredible dude. I think the name is weird. Chance the Rapper. I'm getting too old for this. What else did it do?
Well, 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick is making the news for football reasons this time.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be given the opportunity to start this week after Blaine Gabbert was officially benched after a 1-4 start.
Well, he should have been on that. But they don't have the best quarterbacks anyway. And it wasn't like Kaepernick was killing them last year anyway. And I guess, you know, the afro and everything must have made the game get the start. It was like, look, all right, great, not going to stand up for the national anthem, but really that dirty-ass afro, all right, let's start him. Because maybe he's going to look like Erykah Badu next week, you know, might have a head wrap. You know, like, all right, let's start him. Let's let him play, man, fuck it.
Do you think it'll give them any better chance to win on Sunday?
No, not at all. No. I don't even know who they playing Sunday. Man, I don't even, shit.
So it'll be his first game since November 1st last year. And yeah, that was after a 2-6 start, and now Blaine Gabbert's being benched after a 1-4 start. Basically the same,
and don't even know who they're going to play, but it don't matter anyway.
Yeah, they're going to play the Bills on Sunday.
Oh, man, the Bills going to cut their ass.
Yeah, they did pretty good last week.
What else is the news name?
Tim Tebow's making the news again.
What? Was he in a commercial selling fries?
Baseball news for Tim Tebow today. He actually went 0-3, but that's not the news about his Arizona Fall League game. What happened after the game, he was signing autographs with fans, and apparently one of the middle-aged fans, man, had a seizure. So Tim Tebow stuck around, comforted the man, put his hand on the man's chest, said a little prayer until the man came to, and he waited there while the team left, got on the team buses, and went back to their hotels. Tim Tebow stayed behind and comforted the man until paramedics came.
I heard they have, footage of him singing. Yeah, I do. Every breath you take, every move you make, Tebow's life was at stake. Help the old man, I keep watching you.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was great.
You're a pretty
great.
Good Tebow impersonation. So, Derrick Rose from your New York Knicks is making the news.
Yes,
he had an opportunity with his recent court case to possibly get a mistrial after after his ex-girlfriend's attorney did not turn over a number of text messages from the night of the alleged rape. So now the judge has said that this is not grounds for a mistrial. So we're going to move forward with the Derrick Rose case.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, what do you think it's going to mean for the Knicks?
Yeah, man, we need him, man. That's not right, man. She was drunk. She was fucked up. And she meant to be like, I'm sorry, I was drunk. I made too. I'm sorry. See, using that text shit, that's why I'm old school, man. I'm not going to text so much. And when people do text, hey, how you doing? Like an hour later. Doing fine, man. Well, then fuck you, you know what I mean? Like, call me. What's up? Hey, how you doing? All right. I want to hear the voice. At least the FaceTime and all that. I want to see the face. Hey, how you doing? All right. All
right.
But people are nervous, like, I need a FaceTime. That shit's gay. Or you're gay. If you think about it that way. What happened?
Incisive commentary. That's why I tune in. All right. I'm here. I'm going to go do my Wednesday things, which is primarily wiggling. Do some more wiggling. See ya.